This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusa, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. Today, the day before Thanksgiving, is of course the busiest travel day of the year. If you're hitting the road right now, be prepared for a lot of company.
In fact, AAA expects that travel will be up 4% over last year. Transportation officials are ready for the pre-holiday rush. All highway construction has been suspended through Monday, and additional toll takers are on duty to keep the flow of traffic moving.
WBUR's Dolores Handy is here with us in the studio. Earlier today, she was out taking the pulse of the holiday rush at Logan Airport. How are things at Logan, Dolores?
I was surprised. Things were moving quickly. It actually seemed empty in some of parts of the terminal there.
That's the
best security lines were shorter than I've seen them in a long time. Everything was going smoothly.
That's lovely. That's lovely. And you talked to some folks there?
I talked with a number of people who were just as surprised. One of them, Jo Welsh of Somerville, traveling to Miami with her 7-year-old son, trying to get to spend the day, that special day tomorrow, with her family that's here from Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico.
Took a cab, and actually we came really early, and there's no lines. And we checked in, and we now have more than 2 hours wait until the plane takes off. So,
surprised, huh?
I am. I'm actually quite surprised, because I added time just to make sure that we wouldn't get caught in traffic.
Now, Dolores, can we be safely to assume that as the workday ends, traffic at Logan will be picking up?
You can safely say that. I just talked with Phil Orlandella of Massport, which runs Logan Airport, and he says it's already beginning to pick up. He expects it to get worse. He says there are many flights this evening, and all the airlines report that they are traveling at 100% capacity. He says the reason it was so easy today is that people actually started traveling last Thursday.
Right.
So instead of a one-day travel, it's been about 6 days. The real problem will be Sunday, when all of these people try to return home on the same day.
Absolutely. WBUR's Dolores Handy, safe travels to wherever you're going.
Thank you.
And joining us now to talk about the condition of the roads is Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Richard Davey. Welcome to Radio Boston, Secretary Davey. Good
thanks.
To have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So I'm guessing the holiday rush has already begun. What are you seeing out there on the roads?
Indeed. A lot of heavy traffic is now building up, particularly along the Mass Pike. And most particularly, we're seeing our heaviest both east and westbound between Millbury and Sturbridge. So basically between exits 9 and 11.
And what should we expect on the state's highways and byways as it gets later into the evening?
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Well, the peak traffic will be basically from now till about 7, 8 o'clock. So we're asking customers, your listeners, if you need to travel tonight, to do it after 8 o'clock. We expect traffic to be much more manageable and lighter at that time. And obviously, particularly if you're heading west, too, there are still heavy rains, well, not in Boston, but certainly on the New York border into the Springfield area. So that, of course, snags traffic as well.
So there's virtue to waiting. Richard Davey, I understand that some motorists are going to be happy to find that some tolls are free this evening. Tell us about that.
That's correct. So Zappos.com reached out to us a few months ago in their happiness campaign, and they proposed to us to waive the tolls at Alston Brighton tonight from 5 to 7. And they would underwrite the cost of the expected tolls, and they'll actually be giving out a very modest free gift for passengers or customers who go through a booth, even though we're not collecting. So very exciting, and it's their one way of trying to help, I think, the hustle and bustle of the traffic that we all expect the day before Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, let's 3 cheers for the happiness campaign.
Indeed.
I like that idea. Richard Davey, Massachusetts Secretary of Transportation, many thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
Same to you.